From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
You see our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody, and welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and a happy Friday afternoon. We got a boatload, a boatload of news to discuss this afternoon. Much of it breaking news that has happened between yesterday and today, and a goodly amount of it both economic and legal. Thankfully, you've got a lawyer and an economist as a host to help us all discuss all of this. I got a guest who's a former U.S. attorney. I've got the chief economist at the Center for Budget and Policy with us. Then we got a little fun to round out the afternoon with Ask Maggie and Terry Barr with what's good, local, and overlooked here in Wisconsin. And of course, it is Free Ticket Friday. The Brewers coming off a great win against the Cubs yesterday. They'll be starting a homestand this afternoon against the San Francisco Giants. We've got coverage at many of our local civic media stations. Go check that out. I'll be watching the game tonight along with each and every one of you. But let's get into today's news. Early this morning, former National Security Advisor John Bolton had his home raided by the FBI. The question that every legal watcher relating to this John Bolton investigation part two, I guess, is what was the factual basis for the warrant that a judge signed off on? What were those facts as alleged in the warrant leading to a determination of probable cause by a federal judge? New facts, or are they old facts that relate to the investigation that already happened into John Bolton? We all want to know. We're going to talk to my guest today to start this show off with about that. So that's the big Bolton boatload of news. Again, that happened early this morning. Just about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours ago, transcripts from Todd Blanche's interview of Ghislaine Maxwell. Last month, I think, the time moves so fast, were released this afternoon by the Trump Justice Department. Recall again, Todd Blanche is Donald Trump's former personal criminal defense lawyer. Ghislaine Maxwell is serving a long federal prison sentence related to sex trafficking. Todd Blanche interviewed Ms. Maxwell for 2 days back in July. Shortly thereafter, she was moved, many would say, according to Bureau of Prisons policies, improperly to a minimum security facility in Texas from a low security facility in Florida. Was there a quid pro quo? Well, we've got the transcripts and we will be discussing them in detail. I, your legal eagle here, spent the last 2.5 hours trying to read through as much of it as I could, and boy, does it paint a picture. In addition, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, along with every single Federal Reserve Board member, is in Jackson Hole this weekend and starting today, along with a bunch of other central bankers. You could call it summer camp for econ geeks, and that would be a fair description. Jerome Powell indicating today that he does not believe that interest rates will remain high, indicating maybe there might be some space for interest rates to come down. We've also had earnings reports that were just published and earnings calls that went out from all of our nation's largest publicly traded corporations, including, of course, the world's largest global retailer. The upshot of the earnings call with Walmart CEO was largely twofold. One, Walmart has been trying to absorb the impact of tariffs wherever it can. They don't know that they've seen the full impact of the tariffs, but that there have been cost increases. There will be additional cost increases. And again, when this is being said by the world's largest retailer, I can guarantee you this. If the world's largest retailer can't absorb the price increases from suppliers and is now, today, passing along price increases to consumers, I guarantee you that those same supplier price increases are tanking small businesses near you. Those are the bits of breaking news today. Wow, it is quite a lot. With that, happy to bring on my special guest for this entire first hour. His name's James Santel. You know him as host of Amicus, a law review on Saturdays across the Civic Media Radio Network from 9 to 11. Welcome back, Jim.
Maggie, it's a lot. How often do we say that? It's a lot. Who knew getting up this morning that Friday would bring us all of these stories, breaking in the morning, breaking in the afternoon, and delighted to be with you as always.
Yeah, huge, huge afternoon of news. And Jim, if it's okay with you, I think front of mind, top of mind for so many people is what happened in the Tom Blanche, Ghislaine Maxwell interview. So I want to go to those transcripts. Folks, if you ever look at interview or deposition transcripts that lawyers have a court reporter at, they all basically look the same. And every single transcript has its end, an index of terms. Every word that is said in a deposition or a transcribed interview has this index. Literally every word that you say is then listed there and the pages upon which it appears. This is quite helpful because it allows you to zoom in right away on where certain terms are used. So things like Clinton and Trump, you can see exactly and immediately where those terms appear.
And how many times, right?
And exactly. How many times in total. It's very helpful. Things like massage or massad, if you will. So let's, Jim, if you're right with this, let's turn immediately.
Absolutely.
So this was considered a proffer,
yes,
Jim. And can you please explain to everybody listening what the heck a proffer is?
Sure,
can
be used
function
by, exactly can be used by prosecutors, investigators in many different circumstances. Typically, as here, what happened is the government sat down and said, "We're going to listen to what you have to tell us. We're going to ask you some questions, and we're going to give you what's called use immunity." Use immunity is the concept here, which means that Ms. Maxwell, the things you say to us in this setting, in this setting alone, will not be used against you in a future prosecution. If you say something that implicates you and exposes you to future prosecutions, that won't be used. The exchange is you got to be honest about anything we ask. And if you lie to us, all bets are off. And that was basically the understanding. The other issue here, of course, Maggie, as you and I have chatted, is what is our Deputy Attorney General doing actually having this conversation? These are the kinds of things that maybe assistant U.S. attorneys, maybe litigators and maybe investigators have, but not somebody who's got a judgment responsibility down the road. Nonetheless, he went down there. He is plainly a part of this process. And now we've got the transcripts of this. The larger questions, as you have surfaced right at the top here, are what is the purpose behind this? Once again, right? There is no longer any investigation. We have one defendant who has killed himself, a second one who's been sentenced to 20 years in prison, maybe is getting some work release at some point. Who knows what her future may hold? But we know about their victims out there, and we wonder out loud what this is all intended to do. We do have a disclosure. Disclosures now about what she said, and that's the reason why this is interesting as a prurient matter, but also as a law enforcement matter. If she does, in fact, describe some things we didn't know about before, that is relevant. Highly unlikely that this is going to produce a whole lot more, but we'll see as we go through these transcripts.
Yeah, I have not read through all of it. I have skimmed through much of it. We will put links to the transcripts from both days in our show notes for today so you can read them. Here's one reason that I think everybody should read some goodly sections of these, Jim. And it is because what it paints a picture of is really how different the ultra wealthy are from regular people.
Yeah.
So if we can, for a moment, just setting aside the question of these crimes, one of the just the overwhelming like ick factor that I got is not just the way the ultra wealthy, and I'm, again, folks, I'm not talking about, you own a small business, or your parents did, and you worked hard and you built it into a medium-sized business, and you employ 100 people, and maybe you got a few million bucks, and you paid for your kids to go to college, or you bought a retirement house. I'm not talking about you. I am talking about people with screw you levels of money. Okay? The most powerful hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, like this set of people. People connected with royal families across the globe, people who are the elite of the elites. I'm not talking about professors. I'm not talking about activists. I'm mostly not even talking about politicians, except for those who were the elite of the elites before they ran for office. The overwhelming sense that you get from this in reviewing it was a very stark reminder that they have absolutely no connection or understanding whatsoever about regular people.
Right.
Ghislaine Maxwell talks about her dad and this fraud investigation and her dad passing away, and they wanted her out of Britain because the tabloid press. And so she takes a job for $25,000 a year with Jeff. What did he hire her to do? Well, just things that he needed done because he's got all these properties. And eventually she starts dating him. And the questions are like, well, how were you living on 25? Right. And then it comes, you know, it's just this idea that these people, and she claims to not have a trust fund. Well, the technicalities of whether or not you have a trust fund or Daddy Warbucks is just paying your freight wherever you go because he is an incredibly influential billionaire type guy. This is not how normal people live. Right. It is. Jet Set doesn't even quite cover it either.
It's life in the stratosphere, right? And that's an important takeaway from all of this. I suspect, Maggie, you're going to find, the rest of the world's going to find too, that because you are so removed from the commonplace people who do the work of the world and keep things going, you're also going to find some sense of complete distraction from and separation from other people so that you don't care about them, right? You not only don't understand how they live and work, but you also don't care about them. And I have to wonder out loud if that also produces what she and Jeff Epstein did, which is regard human beings as property and people to be used. That also a part of that stratospheric sense about the world and where you are in it.
Yeah, she was basically his personal assistant and then eventually became a sexual partner on and off again. And this was her job. And the fact that these ultra, ultra wealthy people have folks that will see to their every whim and need, and that could eventually creep into these sorts of crimes and trafficking of people. It's really, it's quite a picture. I've got some of the transcripts very briefly here. Well, I'm going to tease it. They do address President Clinton and his flights that he took with Jeff Epstein. We're going to read from that. I'm going to read a bit of the transcript. The only real meat of these 2 days that I have yet to be able to identify that discusses Donald Trump's relationship with Mr. Epstein in any detail. It is quite brief, and it is fascinating. So I will be reading to you all the portion of the Todd Blanche interview with Ghislaine Maxwell that addresses Epstein's relationship with Donald Trump and President Clinton. When we return, I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, where we got your breaking news and all the legal eagles you need to understand it right here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.